Which means you won't necessarily like have as much say in like what exactly your project is, but like usually there's ways to like make like to have like a chapter of your project be something that you decide to.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That is really encouraging.
And then yeah, like this is like one way to potentially do like undergrad courses, but like the way I did it was super different. I just like took courses that seemed kind of interesting to me that like taught me about things in the world. But
I feel like that's how college should work.
I'm glad I did it. But then also, you know, like there were jobs that I couldn't have qualified for that because I didn't do it the other way. So.
What college did you go to?
I went to Cornell for undergrad.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It was good. It was a big university, and like I think a lot of the professors there were mostly there to do research and didn't know as much about teaching.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe that's true everywhere.
My roommate is studying for education and stuff, and she has to learn a lot about education. But sometimes, if you get if you get really good at a subject, then you just teach it.
No, for sure, absolutely, yeah.
And it's noticeable in some classes, but the material is still really interesting. I don't know. It's really cool. Thanks for like talking with me about this.
Of course. Absolutely. And so, let's see. So I showed you, Texas A&M. Wildlife Job Board. And then there's SCA. And then the other one that sometimes does paid internships like with wildlife is the Great Basin Institute.
Great Basin Institute.
Mm-hmm. And actually, these guys sometimes have like museum stuff too, so that might be interesting for you.
I do prefer log animals, but I also like
fair. Totally fair. Yeah. No, it's volunteer.gov is the volunteer site associated with the National Park Service.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of those will be like cross posted on here. Like a lot of these will all be cross posted on here.
Okay.
Because this is just sort of for whatever reason, I don't know why it's the Texas one that got really popular. Paid federal jobs will all be on USA Jobs.
And you have to have like special resumes for that.
Yeah, you do. If you ever find yourself wanting to apply to a job on USA Jobs, feel free to reach back out to me because it's kind of like, unless you know exactly how they want you to apply to it, it's just really hard to get past HR.
Yeah,
which I think is super frustrating because it's like, how are you supposed to get to anyways,
do you even want employees?
Right! Like, or do you just want, like, the same group of people? And, yeah, maybe they do. So.
Yeah,
I have feelings. I have feelings. I have a lot of feelings. but, yeah, I'd be happy to help with this one if you do find something on there that you'd be interested in and inclined to.
I feel awful taking all of your pens, but I was wondering if I could maybe take this.
Oh, please, please. Yeah, absolutely.
I cannot take all of them.
Well, if there's anything else that comes up that you want help with or just like to talk through, like feel free to reach out.
Oh, one last question.
Yeah.
Do you know any of the cool art programs in here or anything?
Ooh, like around UAF?
Yeah.
Ooh, good question. There is a science art integration thing that has recently started here that I think you might be interested in. Yeah, so one of my community members actually, her name is Mary Beth, she's been really involved in kind of trying to like do more like collaborative stuff between the arts and the sciences here on campus. And in Fairbanks in general, and perhaps this will just stay. That's fine. How do I direct you to this initiative? What is it called? I don't remember what it's called.
You said her name was Mary.
Mary Beth Lee, and I'm trying to remember. It's like they bring in like super interesting like.